ABC Radio Australia.
4 years ago, Nicola Demain was coach of Papua New Guinea's national women's soccer team when they beat Fiji 2-1 to win the OFC Nations Cup for the first time ever. Coach Demain's reward was to be sacked in controversial circumstances, a move which triggered a long-running saga over the real reasons behind the PNGFA's decision to dispense with her services. Fast forward to January this year, and after a spell in charge of the national women's team in Bhutan, Nicola Demain returned to Oceania to lead Fiji in the OFC World Cup qualifying tournament. And after a 5-0 win in their opening match against New Caledonia on Friday, later today, Coach Demain and her coolers will be up against, of all teams, the PNG Bullums, in a match that is vital to both sides, and that comes with some added spice.
It's not ideal to have my second game in charge against Papua New Guinea, you know, because we do have that history. But just trying to look at it like any other game and prepare in the same way, you know, looking at strengths and weaknesses and what we can do to, you know, nullify and exploit those, and just treating it, you know, as professionally as I can, as I would in any other team that we play. But it's a must-win game for us, you know. I don't know what we're capable of yet, but anybody who's here would want to come top of the group and try to avoid New Zealand in the next round on the assumption they'll come top of theirs and then beat them in the final, right? So you qualify directly to the World Cup. That's the pathway that these girls have decided they want to take, that they can take. Somehow we got there in a few weeks, so we'll see what we can do.
Quite a number of the players that you will be facing in this match are players that you coached 4 years ago. And if I'm right, I think you've maintained relationships with them. You communicated with them while you were away coaching in Bhutan. So emotionally, it's going to be quite tricky, isn't it? I mean, you're going to be playing against players who I guess you consider to be your friends.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how it's going to be. Hopefully it's not going to be something that affects me. It was an emotional time, and we were closest players and staff. I don't know if any of the staff are here from that time, but I saw Ramona Padio at the media conference, and it was lovely to see her. She told me she had another son, and, you know, we exchanged hugs on greeting. I don't think that will be how I greet the rest of the team on game day, but it'd be lovely to catch up with them after the game.
Just harking back to 4 years ago, you raised a lot of questions about the way you were treated with OFC and with FIFA. 4 years down the track, did you ever get any satisfactory answers? Did you ever get any answers at all?
I didn't get any answers at all. And, you know, if it were a few years ago, I don't know if I would have come back to Oceania to work, but that's in the past now. And these women need someone to come here who's got the sort of skill set and the passion to help them reach the next level. So when they offered me the job, it was easy to take it. You know, I said to the girls, the hardest games I've ever prepared teams for, the scariest opposition I've ever played is when I've played Fiji, you know, and now we're together and that's what we're doing. So let's show people how scary we can be. You know, there's such talent in the region. There's always been so much potential in Fiji, the athleticism of the players, the footballness of some of the regions, and the programs that they're doing and they've had in place for a number of years now compared to like Papua New Guinea, just put them in such a good place to be successful. And they just sort of needed this program to make that change, I think. Whether we'll see that change now, although I've had enough time, I'm not sure. But for sure, whatever the next competition is, we'll be looking to put new crowns on the Pacific Queen title.
And I'm wondering also, in terms of the qualification process, it seems to be stretched out this time by OFC. This is the second stage. There's a third stage still to come. Is that a good thing?
Having it different to the Nations Cup is getting more teams, more games. And that's the one thing that's really missing, I think, here. So that can only be a good thing. American Samoa obviously did well in the first stage and have used that time to put together a good squad for the second one. So that's making everything a bit more competitive. We were lucky to play them last week, so that was a good practice for us. I think that more games is good. I don't know if New Zealand would agree with that because it would affect their budget going forward, but I think more games is definitely good.
You mentioned American Samoa, of course, pulled off a shock result. They defeated the current OFC champions, the Solomon Islands, in their own backyard. The American Samoan team under Amanda Cromwell have now played 3-1-3. They're yet to concede a goal. You managed to beat them 2-1 in a friendly, but I'm guessing you must have been pretty surprised about the team you were playing compared to the reputation of the team that went before.
We had studied them from their two games that they had in stage one, and we knew they had a lot of really capable players all across the park. You know, they've got some really good fullbacks, and so that was brilliant for us. to play a game against, you know, such capable women was a really good test. And to get the win was just a little confidence booster there at the end.
It seems to me American Samoa have got a genuine chance of making it through to the next stage now, which is unprecedented for a nation that became famous when their men won their first ever World Cup game and they made a documentary about it.
It's the way of the world, I think. If you look at the men's World Cup, there are a lot of English men there who weren't playing for England, you know. This is just how it is. You know, FIFA allow you to have these diaspora players, and if it's a chance for them to represent their heritage, their mum's country, their dad's country, or their grandparents' country, it's awesome. Like, we had a number of them in the Samoa team, and they love to be able to be part of their culture, their history. And so I think that's sort of the way of football now. And we have two players in the Fiji team who are the same, and that's just how it's being done.
How confident are you going into the game against Papua New Guinea? How do you rate their current team?
I'm not sure how I rate my team yet. You know, I haven't really been here long enough to know what we're capable of and sort of understand where the region's at. But I think that there's every chance we could win the game.
Post-match reaction, should you beat Papua New Guinea? It'll be interesting to see how you go.
Yeah, so just next job, just looking at the processes. Yeah, I don't know. I might feel differently after the game. Feel free to ask me.
And that's Nicola Demain, now coach of the Fiji Coolers and out to topple PNG, the side she led to their biggest ever success. And Nicola was talking to Richard Hewitt. Now, that match in Bar is in World Cup qualifying Group B, which will also feature Vanuatu taking on New Caledonia today. While in Group A over in Honiara, Solomon Islands meet New Zealand, and American Samoa can seal in historic place in the next round if they beat another of Nicola Demain's former teams, Samoa.